Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. It's not playing. All righty then. Well, we'll try something else. It's not playing. So let's see what happens with this one.
Oh, there we go. At least we have our jocularity.
Yeah, welcome to the show. This is Mary, and I'm here with Gene, and we're going to talk about something.
We are off topic today.
We are off topic. If anybody wants to join in, please give us a call at 516-418-5651. And if you want to know why I think you should call in, just listen to this.
Hi, my name is Barb, and I listen to Be Unique Radio. My favorite show is Take a Break with Gene and Mary. I listen to it noon every day. And if you listen, you may win a prize just like I did.
That's right. We give prizes for interacting with us. All you have to do is give us a call at
516-418-5651, or you can interact with us on Facebook anytime.
Yep, at Be Unique Radio on Facebook.
Or email us
at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
So we're out there. We really want to hear from you.
Yeah. Because, you know, Gene and I started doing this, I don't know how long ago.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It's been such a wild ride.
It's been
maybe
so much
six
fun.
Months?
We keep, yeah, I think about 6 months.
6 8 months.
When you keep changing your paradigm and you keep shifting your world and going with the flow, and what is it, Elisa keeps telling us, trust the process.
Trust the process. And so far our process has been rather dynamic.
It has.
You know, and one of the things that we've got here is we have our studio on Merritt Island, but I've been residing about an hour south in Melbourne. And right now I'm getting ready to reside who knows where.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Because he's just going to wander and go wherever he goes.
Well, the big part that's been fun about it is that while Mary is usually in the studio, I usually call in from remote locations. Or sometimes we'll call in from my home. But, hey, I'm ready to go ahead and get out there and see what everybody else is doing.
One of the things that we do that both Gene and I love, because we're both wordsmiths, we have a word of the day on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yes.
And today's word is didactic.
Didactic.
D-I-D-A-C-T-I-C.
Okay.
And that's kind of what this show's all about. It's intended to teach. However, this one, didactic, means usually moral instruction is your ulterior motive. Kind of like a didactic novel that sets out to expose social injustice.
Mm-hmm.
But most people think of didactic as instructional, informative, preceptive, pedagogic. That's another great word. I love pedagogy.
Yes, that's a good one.
Academic. Oh, I used to work with a woman who said, let me edify you. And the first time she said that, I said, please do. And I had no idea what she was talking about. But edifying means you're clarifying something, and you're teaching someone something that they know about, but like you may know about education, but you may not have known about didactic. And Gene and I are constantly talking about illuminating or enlightening each other. We try to do, another word I like, and I recently discovered, is heuristic. Has to do with education.
Well, you know,
what about this one?
Telling a story that has like a moral to it. You know, that's kind of a human tradition with our old wives' tales.
Gene and I love old wives' tales. It's so much fun to get involved in that and just go with whatever is happening.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've known some old wives in my life.
I'm an old wife.
Well, the thing is that they old sayings like that, they're not around still because they're wrong.
Right. Correct.
They're around because they work for your grandma. They work for your mom. They work for you. And
speaking of mom, you know, my mother was an old woman when she became a new wife.
Really?
Yeah. She was 78 when she married for the second time. And she was only married a year before he passed away. But I learned, I used to tease her that she was a gold digger because my father had always been an under the table kind of guy or entrepreneur, pay yourself as you go when you weren't paying your bar tab. He traded and bartered a lot of his work. So he was always working. He was very enterprising and resourceful, but he wasn't a rich man. He never earned a lot of money. So when he died at only 60 years old, he hadn't been around long enough to earn enough money from paying Social Security to have a large Social Security check. Mm. My mother worked until she was in her mid to late 70s. I think she worked up until she got married the second time. And she, of course, because she worked for other people and paid in the Social Security, she had a bigger check than my father did. Mm. But when her second husband passed away, and she got his, you know, Social Security benefits as being his. She only had to be his wife for a day, I think, but she was a year. And she said, "Oh, his Social Security doubled mine."
Yeah.
I said, "You're just a gold digger. You just married him for his check."
Well, you know, I've known people that have actually not gotten married. That would have, except for their
they would lose their benefits. Yes,
yeah.
A lot of military people have more benefits, career military, more benefits from having been in the military, and if they get married, they lose that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they always know this. In fact, I will tell you, Curtis and I have been next month in May we will have been married 16 years, and I want to say we'd been married maybe 5 years when we were doing our taxes, and at some point for various reasons we filed separate, married but filing separately,
mm-hmm.
and it costs us money to do that. It's more frugal or more practical, I guess, pragmatic to marry filing jointly. You get bigger deductions and
right.
You know, whatever. Anyway, at some point he looked at me and he said, "Why did we bother to get married in the first place? This is costing me money."
Yeah.
Well, although now that I'm looking at probably drawing my Social Security and figuring out how much I can get if I retire now or retire next year or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, "Well, that'll pay our mortgage. You're finally paying off."
Finally paying off. Keeps around long enough.
It sounds harsh, but it's not. It's all in
jocularity. Oh, yeah.
It's all part of the jocularity of our relationship. Knowing my cat, Kenny, Gene understands how much I, you know, what a special creature he is. And after he's met Curtis, most everybody says, "Well, now I understand what you see in him." A lot of people don't understand it, but it's okay. That's not my worries.
Yeah.
But I want to put the number out there. We've got about 6 minutes before today's show ends.
Uh-huh.
And I want to put the number out for anybody who wants to call in while we've got those 6 minutes. 516-418-5651. If you would like to call in, talk about anything.
Because well, anything.
We yeah. are game.
Because we're off topic. And if you have a topic, then we would be on topic, of course.
Well, you know, even when we're on topic, we're usually off topic.
A lot somewhere. Of times. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something about the word off. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've heard people talk about my BFF.
Yes.
My best friend forever.
Right.
Well, I have a friend that has been my best friend almost forever. Interestingly, she was 10 or 11 years old, and her family had moved into the little town that I couldn't wait to get out of. And I was her Sunday school teacher. I was probably, I have to stop and think how much older. I was probably in my early to mid-20s, young woman, young bride. Mm-hmm. And She was this young teenager, and we just hit it off. I'm probably 10 or 15 years older than she. Actually, I am. I'm 15 years older than she is.
Hmm.
So we were church friends, I guess you'd say, for many years. Didn't think too much of it. Well, when I got a divorce from my first husband, the worst husband, because I say that Curtis is the best husband, she was one of the few people from church who didn't look at me as a pariah.
Hmm.
That's another great word.
Yeah, that's another great word.
But she looked at me like a woman who needed an escape. And she and I, for probably 3 or 4 years, we would meet at a little restaurant, and we would each have a Killian's Red beer.
Killian's Red Ale, yeah.
Yeah, and we would split a basket of nacho chips with her, me, and her three daughters. She was, at that point, a single mom, and her kids were small. Mine were much older, but she was a great benefit to me, and she and I don't go a day, except maybe on the weekends. We might skip the weekends, but we email or text almost every day. So one day, a couple years back, she sent me a letterhead, and it had two old women sitting in rocking chairs, and it said, BFFs, OFF. And she said,
BFF, OFF.
Yes.
Okay.
She said, we'll always be best friends forever. But now that we've gotten older, we're kind of off our rockers. But the OFF stands for old fogies forever.
Fogies forever. Very
yeah.
good.
So
very good.
We are Befoff, Befoff, or something like that.
Evolve.
We've evolved, yes.
That's awesome.
So I guess we're not going to have any callers today.
Well, no. I could pretend to call.
Well, what good would that
but
do?
But I could. Well, you'd have to do all the talking if I pretended to call. That wouldn't work.
But. Well, you could pretend, or you could just sit here and talk to me for 2 more minutes.
Oh, hey, that's an idea. I'm not in a hurry to get off the air.
Yeah. Speaking of off.
Off. Trying to throw that in there.
Yeah, I see how you did that.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I think what we're doing, Take a Break with Gene and Mary, is just, it's always doing something different, almost always. And so what we're getting ready to do is just who knows what. And what we want to do is hear from you if there's anything in particular you like, because, you know, we'll do that too, because we're just doing stuff we like to do. You know, and just us having fun is fun, but, you know, the whole idea is we want to share some of that fun with all y'all. So if you let us know what you have fun doing, because, I mean, in my opinion, you can have fun doing about anything, even a funeral. I knew somebody that had fun at a funeral.
I've done that before.
I remember the story.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It had to do with the Bucha dance.
Yeah, because we were talking about, you know, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. You can always can always have something, you know. So.
Well, it helped that it was my father-in-law's funeral, and he was an Episcopal deacon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people call Episcopalians Whiscopalians.
Uh-huh.
So they probably had whiskey there too, but they served wine at the reception after his funeral.
Hmm.
So there were a lot of people having fun that day.
Oh, bet.
I'm going to play this previous exit here.
All right. Well, take it big, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah, Mary.
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
The sky's the limit, but since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Gene, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody calls the show?
Maybe we can talk about yard sales, or maybe the fact that nobody called the show. Hey, Mary, are you ready for tomorrow's trivia question?
I sure am, but I think this time I'll give the answer at the start of the show and let our callers come up with the question.
That's awesome. Great idea. And we can talk about our favorite Be Unique stories, psychics, colors, trees, what trees think about people.
Quantum physics, rockets to Mars, Be Unique documentaries, cat's whiskers.
Well, cat's whiskers, I would like to know more about, I think, because I know nothing at all about them, and I do know some cats.
These are all some of the topics we might cover on weekdays at noon on Be Unique Radio when you take a break with Gene and Mary.
Gene and Mary. And you know, if we aren't talking about something you want to talk about, you could always call in.
516-418-5651.
That's right. Check us out at beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org.